Time to take a local view, go on Frozen Pond. Your Eugene Generals got a big two-game home set with Seattle this weekend at the Rink Exchange, FKA Lane County Ice here in town. You can follow the team on Twitter. The handle is at Eugene Generals. The head coach is at Colonel, K-E-R-N-E-L 2337. We welcome in Justin Kern. Justin, appreciate the time. How are things going?
Thanks for having me on the show. Things are going real well. We've been hard at work to practice this week. Looking forward to the matchup.
So it's been a couple years since I've had a guest from the franchise on. Let's do a little mini tutorial. To the novice, describe the level of hockey that the Gens and the Northern Pacific Hockey League are.
So it's a great level. Our kids age from 16 to 20 years old. So it's kind of a development league that is looking to help put kids into NCAA schools or a little bit of a higher level of junior hockey. Really competitive. We take some of the younger guys, and we're just trying to raise them up to whatever level we can get them.
Oh, so from here, the better players either move on to play at college or they just continue to move up through the junior ranks. Is that correct?
Yeah, currently there's two more leagues above us, Tier 1 and Tier 2. I think the two leagues combined is another 40 teams. Yes, that's the ultimate goal for a lot of kids is try to get to that next level, whether that be to juniors or to NCAA hockey.
All right. As far as you're concerned, I know you were part of the first ever Generals roster going back, what, about 12 years? Kind of curious. Was it really that long ago? Man. Where are you from? And tell us a little bit about the path that led you to become the head coach of the Generals.
Absolutely. So I'm born and raised in Anchorage, Alaska. Played youth hockey out there my whole life and kind of ran into the coach of the Eugene Generals back in the day. I was at a showcase in Canada. He was recruiting kids. And, so he had me come out. We had tremendous first 2 years were pretty amazing for the organization. One game shy away from a championship. But so after that, I went to college and wound up back here as an assistant coach and took over the reins. Probably 5 years ago at this point, I've been head coach now. But it's been a blast. The organization means a ton to me. And, we're just trying to make sure we foster the best environment to kind of build the game up in the area.
Well, you mentioned Anchorage. Everybody okay? I know that they had that 7.0 magnitude. They've been having some aftershocks. We've got a coworker who has family up there. So all your people okay?
Oh, absolutely. My dad was pretty shaken up. He's from Florida and lives up there, so the earthquake was pretty big for him. But everyone's doing great. Little damage to the refrigerator tipped over. That's about it.
Okay, good. Glad to hear. You and one of your assistants, Daniel Gomez, just got to take part in something that's pretty cool. You were with USA Hockey's National Team Development Program. Tell us about spending time there and what kind of experience it was.
That was probably one of the coolest experiences I've ever had in my life. We got to directly implant with the National Training Development Program and work with the coaches, both the 17- and 18-year-old teams. We got to do everything from work on them with planning out practice to how they run the organization, workouts, watch their games, just how they handle themselves. I mean, if you're going to learn from anyone, why not the best in the country? It was a tremendous experience.
We're talking Eugene Generals hockey with the head coach, Justin Kern. Before we get to this weekend's big two-game series, the team in general, a little peek ahead. What can you tell us about this North American 3 Hockey League showcase that they're going to be holding in Minnesota and you guys are going to be participating in?
Another thing we're really excited about. It's a league we had not been able to participate in until this time, so it's something we've always kind of wondered how would we match up against those teams out there. And, I mean, we'll be playing teams from the East Coast, the Midwest, and another East Coast team, I believe. But so it's talent from everywhere, and it's our chance to kind of take our predominantly Pacific Northwest squad and go out there and see how we can test out against the rest of the country.
Did I see on your Twitter feed a couple months ago, did you guys get to Philly, was it? What was going on back there?
Yeah, that was another showcase. That one was part of the Eastern Hockey League, and that's one of the unique things we do is we kind of do these showcases within different leagues around the country. But that one was a lot of fun. We went out to Philly and played, I think it was three games between two different leagues, their higher level and lower level. And we were kind of one goal away from winning every game, but it was a lot of competition and a lot of fun to see that we matched up against them.
Was that your first time ever in Philadelphia?
For me, it wasn't. I'll tell you, it was quite the experience.
No, I lived in Philly 2 years from Jersey, and it's like, you go there the first time, you're like, well, this is different, especially if you make it to a Flyers game, and you realize that those people have some issues that we're not going to be able to resolve here this afternoon. Hockey clubs take on different personalities, whether, you know, you play wide open, dump and chase. For folks who are not familiar with this edition of the Generals, how would you describe this team's style of play?
We would like to be, and I think that the style that we're leaning towards is just being a really fast puck-moving team. It's something we've been working a lot in practice, especially this week, is, you know, making sure all our players can activate up into the play and just kind of overwhelm people with speed and a solid attack towards the net.
Defensively, what kind of style, or does your defense primarily feed off any offensive success?
Yeah, so we want our D to be a big part of our offense, so they're going to be moving up into play a lot, and you know, one guy's going to stay back home and try to protect the house, and I want that other guy getting in there and trying to light the lamp with the forwards.
Yeah, I saw that two of your top 5 points guys happen to be defensemen, and I was like, that's pretty interesting. So you're okay with one of your blue liners willing to pinch and attack as long as the other guy is back to save you from an odd man rush the other way?
Absolutely. So our level of play, we are looking for development, and we want to give those guys opportunities to kind of flex their muscles however they may, whether that be staying at home being a strong D-man or jumping up in the play and being that offensive defenseman.
Now, as for some of the players, number 11, Jared Cote, looks like he's your top sniper. He's got 12 goals over your 15 games. He also leads you in assists. What could you tell us about, you know, how old he is and what are some of the strengths of his game?
Yeah, Jared's 18 years old. He's from California, but he's just got this tenacity that I've seen very rarely with players. Like, he's not a huge guy, but he will do whatever he has to do to get that puck, and then he takes it to the net with the determination that something's going to happen. And you get real excited anytime you see him get the puck in the offensive zone because you know he's going to try to make something happen.
All right, then you go, do you have one primary starting goalie, and then do you switch it out every couple games? Do you alternate? What's your situation in between the pipes?
So we got two goalies. Our main guy is a guy named Carson Royce. I'm out of Stoughton, Wisconsin. And he's something to see. He is definitely probably the backbone of our team. He's just, you know, really a stud in the net. You can shoot 60 pucks at him, you can shoot 10 at him, and he's going to face everyone like it's, you know, the game's on the line. And couldn't ask for a better goaltender than Carson.
Final couple thoughts for Eugene Jens coach Justin Kern. And I should point out, if you're attending these games, you know, or not, just stop by the rink. You guys are taking part in the effort to help out Food for Lane County. You can go to the website, the Twitter account, and learn specifically what they need. But this two-game set, Friday and Saturday night against Seattle, what's at stake, and what kind of challenges are they going to present for your team?
Yeah, so it's a team that we haven't really gotten a chance to play before yet. So we're excited for a new opponent. For us, we are really focusing on using this as an opportunity to kind of implement what we've been putting in practice. I said we learned a lot going out to that National Training Development Program, so we try to bring some of that into our practices and day-to-day activities right away. So this will be the first chance to see if we can get some dividends from all that hard work that the guys have been putting in.
And lastly, I always like to kind of let you guys play marketing director. For folks who have not been out to see, what kind of level of entertainment are they in for? What kind of atmosphere do you get out there at the rink?
It's an awesome atmosphere. So we have a very loyal fan base who, you know, really get into the games. It's fast, it's exciting, it's a real chance to kind of get what our hockey community is about here in Eugene. We have great fans, great community that really pulls together around youth, the junior hockey, and everything around that.
Folks, he's Justin Kern. He's the head coach of your Eugene Emeralds. Again, learn more, the website, EugeneGenerals.com. Their Twitter account is Eugene Generals, and coach is at Kernel, K-E-R-N-E-L, 2337. Hey, it's great to get a chance to talk to you. Appreciate your time, and best of luck this weekend against Seattle.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, take it easy.